This Father's Day at Lowe's, score free gifts for the greatest dad. Right now, get a free Blackstone 8-piece accessory kit when you buy a Blackstone 28-inch griddle. Plus, get two free select Craftsman V20 tools when you buy an RP brushless drill and impact driver combo kit. Shop these deals and more this Father's Day at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 6/15 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Kempire is brought to you by
Washington, D.C., the Kempire After Dark, the Villain Era live tour is coming to your city on August 22nd. But before that, we're coming to Philly on July 10th at City Winery. Then we're going to Atlanta on August 5th. Then we're going to Washington, D.C., and this is going to be an all-new show, all-new hot topics, all-new reality TV conversation, and all kinds of amazing guests and surprises. Be sure to get your tickets today, and don't forget, we're coming back to New York City on September 12th. Go get your tickets. There's also a live stream option exclusively for the New York City show. More information will be available in the description.
You're listening to Kempire here on the Kempire Radio Network.
I know. I've been very consistent with giving you a weekend update, and you thought this weekend would go by, and Kempire didn't drop a weekend update. But he did give us a bonus Diddy update, because the Diddy trial is still underway, but we had some over the weekend motion that was filed by Diddy's legal team saying that they would like to declare a mistrial. On Monday, we will have a better idea as to the judge's response, but based off of everyone's reaction, everyone is saying the stipulations that they are trying to say that constitutes a mistrial, they're not convinced. But we shall see. The judge might shock us on Monday. We might have a mistrial. But a mistrial in the Diddy of it all doesn't necessarily mean Diddy goes free. If anything, it just indicates to us that Diddy is worried about what is being shared. Who knows? We will have to wait and see. I don't see the judge declaring a mistrial, because it feels as if Diddy's team has tried to trigger a mistrial multiple times. And I'm going to remind you again, if you did not hear my conversation with Kirsten Brown, a prosecutor from Los Angeles, she's definitely going to come back, if not this week, definitely next week, to talk more about week 3, 4, and 5 and how that's been playing out. She gave us so much knowledge in the last episode. If you missed that one, you can hear it on the podcast or you can watch it on YouTube. Go check it out. We have a lot to unpack that we've been unpacking on other platforms, but of course, our podcast fam, I know there's some of, not many that just listened to me, maybe discovered me exclusively here on the podcast, and this is where you reside. That's okay. I got something for all the platforms that's exclusive to the platforms. And the weekend update, this is where it drops first before it goes anywhere else. It just goes to YouTube and YouTube's podcast. Either way, this is yours, and you get this first, and you'll get this on Sunday evening. So we covered a lot this week in regards to things that have been playing out in the news, and that includes Real Housewives of Potomac star Monique Samuels. Literally, if they had World Pride in D.C., she was seen there with the other women. She even took a picture with Giselle. I'm sure Giselle's going to play nice. I'm sure that was a stipulation of Monique returning. I know a lot of people, there's mixed reactions. And honestly, I think I really started getting back into talking pop culture, recapping reality and talking about reality at that time when everyone was so split when it comes to the Monique versus Candace situation. At this particular point, I'm really a strong believer that we can be able to forgive and to move on. I don't think just because you did something bad one time means that it's unforgivable, at least in my book. Yes, there are some things that might be considered unforgivable, especially if you continue to do the same thing over and over again. Even like with the Phaedra stuff, if Phaedra had shown accountability and really said, you know, I should have never done that, I should have never ran with that rumor, and took some actual accountability, I would be able to, like, you know what, guys, she was off the show for how many years? She's back. She has a different attitude. But she doesn't have a different attitude. It's the same antics. It's the same not showing her real life. And when we look back at it, Phaedra's never really shown her real life or been very honest about her real life. She was with a whole scammer and wanted to pretend like he was a legitimate businessman, but he's going off to prison. Okay, girl. She's been lying to us since the beginning, so I don't know what we expect from Phaedra at this particular point. How did this become about Phaedra? We're talking about forgiveness on this Sunday. So that news came out. A lot of Bravo news came out in regards to, and some people speculated that, did all this announcements with Rachel Zoe and with Monique coming back, was this to deter us from talking about Britt Eady's $20 million lawsuit? No, of course not. We're going to talk about all of that. We're going to talk about that, and we have to talk about, what else did I want to talk about during this recap? We'll talk about Britt Eady's $20 million lawsuit. We'll talk about all the new updates with it all. Former Real Housewives of Atlanta star Britt Eady has filed a $20 million lawsuit against Bravo and NBC Universal for the incident that occurred on the show last year with Kenya Moore. Let's unpack this lawsuit and see if she has actual ground. It was yesterday that we went live and we reported to you that People Magazine confirmed that Britt Eady was not attending the Real Housewives of Atlanta season 16 reunion. And she released a statement. I think I still have the statement here. We can go through it once again because I think it's pertinent. She releases this statement. And in her statement, she says this: as everyone is now aware, I'm not attending the reunion. This was my decision. The events of this season have devastated me. I think it's important to pay attention to what she's saying in here, because we should have read between the lines that she was going to move forward and sue Bravo. Word on the street is that she was threatening to sue them when the Kenya incident happened. So now for me, this is just confirming it. So she says, this was my decision. The events of this season have devastated me. And while I cannot say much right now, I do want to set the record straight about one thing. The graphic sexual photo surrounding the events in episode 5, the photo was not me. As the episode makes clear, I did not see the photo at the time. Rather, I was made aware of the photo being presented at the event, and based on what I was told, assumed that it was somehow a photo of me, which is why I reacted the way that I did. I do not know who was in that photo, but upon seeing it for the first time recently, I now know it was not me. And a lot of you, including Miss Esquire, who called in and said, well, there are investigations. I'm shocked that now you're just seeing the photo. Okay. She says, I look forward to seeking accountability and moving past this dark part of my life. So it's important to pay attention to the language that she's using here. And if you've been watching our Real Housewives of Atlanta recaps, I told you, pay attention to Britt Eady's language. She's using trigger words, HR trigger words, for potential lawsuits. And I do believe she secured her spot this season on the show. We're not going to argue about Kenya and what she did. We already said what Kenya did was wrong. However, and sidebar, I'll say this before I move on. For those that think that Kenya's going to return next season, until they settle this lawsuit and figure this out, I don't see Kenya returning to, for lack of a better word, the scene of the crime. At least not until this is figured out legally. Because that's not going to be a good look for Bravo or NBC Universal to bring back a person that's been accused of doing this. Not even accused, that did this. So she said that, and I told you, one thing that I've noticed about Britt Eady, and look, as I want to give her grace, I want to take out the whole of what I think of her when it comes to what she brought to the show, and just take this as a person filing a lawsuit against Bravo, very similar to what we saw NeNe Leakes file against Bravo. Sidebar, I'm pretty sure she probably has in her contract an arbitration agreement, which means that you really can't take this to court. You have to go to arbitration. Similar to what NeNe Leakes signed. I'm not sure she has it in her contract. I'm not privy to Britt Eady's contracts, but it wouldn't shock me that she has an arbitration agreement, and I'm sure Bravo, NBC Universal Legal will remind her of that and have this dismissed, and they will go into arbitration. Maybe. I don't know for a fact, because I'm not aware of her contract. Everyone signs different contracts, but one thing I do know is that a lot of the housewives have signed in their contracts arbitration agreements. But okay, anyway, so let's get into this lawsuit and what Britt Eady's accusing the network of doing. Based on what I'm seeing in this report, she's not suing Kenya Moore because, again, she's going to sue where she believes the money resides. The big money, because she's suing for $20 million. So according to, and shout out to our friends over at lovebscott.com, they cited The Independent. So I want to go directly to The Independent, who had their hands on the lawsuit. It wouldn't shock me that this lawsuit was sent to them or to several media outlets. So The Independent writes this. They said, Real Housewives of Atlanta star Britt Eady has sued Bravo for $20 million, accusing the network of defamation, intentional infliction of emotional distress, sexual harassment, and fostering a hostile work environment. Let me tell you something here. Bravo, and we said this since the beginning of the season, you should have kept this out of the season. I think if you had kept it out of the season, you probably could have protected yourself even more. The way that Bravo handled this, and all you human resources experts and directors and managers, please wait in the comment section and let me know your thoughts. The way that Bravo handled this, I don't care what side of the fence you're on when it comes to this situation or this incident. The way Bravo handled this, even including this in the season, I was like, this is a HR nightmare. You shouldn't have included it. Okay. So Eady, who's 37, who joined the reality series in his 16th season, filed a lawsuit on Thursday in the New York State Supreme Court. Bravo's parent company, NBC, and the production companies True Original and Small Shine North America are also named as defendants. I don't see them mentioning that Kenya Moore was named. In the filing seen by The Independent, the reality star's allegations stem from an incident that occurred during a June 6, 2024 incident. This is literally a year today since that incident. I believe she waited until the point where she figured that Bravo was not going to ask her back. Everyone has said she's had such a terrible season. We don't even know how the rest of the season plays out for her. She looks like she doesn't get along with anyone in the cast. Of course, her not attending the reunion was strategic. She's like, now I understand why she didn't attend the reunion. She didn't care about a couple of thousands of dollars for the reunion. She was like, I'm going to go for $20 million. So in the filing seen by The Independent, the reality TV star's allegations stem from this incident from June 6th and the subsequent airing of the moment on April of this year. Again, can you imagine if they decide not to air it? But you guys knew you had a lackluster season and that's why you kept it in. And now you're facing this lawsuit. So in the season's fifth episode titled About Last Night, former RHOA star Kenya Moore celebrated the grand opening of her hair spa with longtime co-stars Portia Williams, et cetera, et cetera. Upon arrival, Eady, who had sparred with Moore earlier in the season, attempted to make peace by gifting her a bouquet of flowers. Moore, however, rejected her apology, leaving Eady to bow out of the event early. And in Eady's absence, Moore proceeded to slam her and accuse her of looking for a moment and say, I'm going to pay you dust. Moore then brought out a poster board with the words, Who is this hoe? Across the top. Below were explicit images supposedly of Eady, which were blurred out, that she said she obtained with the help of an investigator. Reacting in horror and shock, the other women told Moore she had gone too far before walking out. The episode ended with a title card that read, Based on Kenya's behavior, the decision was made to cease filming with her this season. And I believe Bravo probably would have kept filming with Kenya, but I believe, and I don't know this for a fact, I believe that Britt Eady is litigious, and I also believe she probably told Bravo, or through her attorney, threatened them, like, I don't want to see Kenya on the show. I don't feel comfortable with her. What she did could be this, 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 and this. And that's why Bravo decided not to move forward with Kenya. Appearing on an episode of the Tamron Hall show in November last year, Moore insisted that she was not fired from the show, claiming that she is still under contract and I am still an employee of the network and the show. However, according to People, Moore will not appear in the upcoming season 16 reunion, as you already know. On Thursday, Eady shockingly denied the photos were of her, which we already read. She then explained, as the episode makes clear, I did not see the photos, whatever. I did not know who was in the photos. Okay, let's move on. Eady's lawsuit describes Moore's actions as defamatory, harassing, and damaging. But she's not suing Kenya based on what I'm seeing. Moore's representative did not immediately respond to The Independent's request for comment. Moore also displayed posters containing written false and defamatory statements regarding plaintiff and her occupation, the document reads, as well as explicit photograph depicting a woman engaged in graphic sexual conduct. The cast member falsely claimed that the photograph depicted the plaintiff. The documents additionally accused the defendants of willfully, intentionally, recklessly, and/or with gross negligence producing, editing, and airing the episode. I told you when this happened, I said, well, it's 3 weeks in. I don't see Bravo necessarily including it unless it's a lackluster season. Because at the end of the day, it put them in a very vulnerable spot legally. And this is coming from someone that's not an attorney. All the attorneys weigh in. Am I talking out of my, you know what? So she says, on information and belief, defendants knew that the photograph did not depict plaintiff, or at least were recklessly or grossly negligent in failing to learn that the photograph did not depict plaintiff. It claims that despite Edie's repeated requests that she's been shown the photograph before the episode aired, defendants refused to do so. I don't know why they would refuse to show her that. The Independent did contact NBC Universal, Bravo, and the production companies in regards to this. They have not received a comment yet. Edie is seeking the immediate removal of the episode from the public access on all platforms, networks, and media outlets in the defendant's control, as well as a public statement from the defendants that Moore's comments about Edie and the explicit photograph shown were false. She is also seeking a monetary award to be determined at trial, punitive damages, and legal fees. Should defendants fail to appear herein, judgment will be entered by default for the sum of not less than $20 million with interest and the costs and fees of this action, the filing states. Well, NBC Universal's legal is already all over this. They're not going to have any sort of default judgment happen here. Here's my thoughts. First of all, is Britt Edie wrong? Technically, no, because as I said before, and go back and see my recaps when the episodes aired, I said, I'm shocked that Bravo decided to air these episodes. It said to me that the season was probably going to be lackluster because they decided to keep in. Mind you, this happened in the first 3 weeks of filming. They filmed for 3 months. It said to me that they had a lackluster season, so they decided to keep it in. And now I think, again, I don't know if she has an arbitration agreement in her contract, which means that she can't sue them. She has to take it to mediation. However, if she doesn't have that in her contract, I feel as if she has a case, because I felt like Bravo intentionally decided to keep this in because they wanted the viewership. Anything for clicks, likes, and views, especially for a reboot. A reboot that has been shaky. And before y'all talk about 1 week of ratings that have gone up, there have been week after week of ratings going down and people saying, I don't know about this. I don't like Britt Edie. So she's felt it. And we speculated that she was not coming back after this season. I was 100% sure she's not coming back. And then after hearing that she did not attend the reunion, I said, she's definitely not coming back. But I was not shocked to hear that she's suing them now for $20 million. Who wants a couple of thousands of dollars when you could sue the network for $20
million? That is funny.
Now you don't have to worry about whatever that is you're selling on your website to teach people insurance and bare naked. Bravo, I think you should have just decided to scrap the whole incident from the beginning and delay the season if you had to delay the season, because it just was not worth it. It was not worth it. I don't believe, unless she has an arbitration agreement in her contract, I don't necessarily believe that she'll get $20 million, and she probably doesn't believe she's going to get $20 million. She probably is aiming for a settlement. I definitely think that she has somewhat of a case, because I believe Bravo did not handle this properly. Which I'm shocked, but I'm not shocked at the same time, because very much like some of these reality TV stars, they've gotten away with these types of HR abuses, and they decided, let's keep pushing the envelope, and here we are. Britt, girl, I wish you luck with this one, because again, if you have an arbitration agreement in your contract, yeah, don't be surprised we hear that this is being dismissed in a few months. You get an exclusive, you get an exclusive, you get an exclusive. Is Bravo trying to distract from Britt Edie's lawsuit with all of these exclusive announcements, including Rachel Zoe coming to Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, and now the news that Monique Samuels will be returning to the Real Housewives of Potomac as a friend? Let's get into it. So there's been a lot of exclusive news between yesterday and today, and including Real Housewives of Beverly Hills is getting a newbie. There are rumors that Teddy Mellencamp is going to be making a return to the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And when she was asked about it, she was just like, I don't want to talk about it. Okay, honestly, I was like, that's the nail in the coffin for me when it comes to the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills' newest season. Yesterday, Bravo announced that Rachel Zoe, who used to be on the show, who had a reality series on the early days of Bravo, for those that don't remember, is going to be on the new season of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Rachel, I am coming back to Bravo. I am joining the cast of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. It's been a while, and you've been asking me to come back to television, and I said when the stars align, or it makes sense, or I have enough to say to share with all of you, and now is the time. Really excited to be with all of you again, and I hope you are too, so let's have some fun.
For the most part, I think a lot of people were excited about the announcement, but some people have mixed feelings based off of who they remember from her own reality show. You guys will let me know what you think. I'm still on the fence on whether or not I'm all in for the new season, because I saw Erica also posted that 10 years, starting her 10th season, bang, okay. To talk about what? Oh, Tom Girardi being sentenced to 7.5 years in prison? Okay, that will take us all up one episode. I guess maybe she'll decorate her closet next.
He do it.
But then, of course, there was more news that was coming out. And we started this video by saying, I feel like some of these exclusives might be a distraction from the Britt Eady lawsuit that came out the other day. On Thursday, she filed this lawsuit. Or Friday, because Thursday was the reunion. Andy Cohen posted, what did he say exactly? I forgot what he said, but everyone thought he was talking about Britt Eady's lawsuit. I don't think Britt Eady is that important enough for Andy Cohen to be talking about someone being petty. I think he was referring to Donald Trump and Elon Musk. I think it was just the timing of him posting that tweet. But we had the Britt Eady lawsuit. We talked about that in a separate video where she filed a $20 million lawsuit accusing Bravo, NBC Universal, the production company. She's not suing Kenya Moore. She's suing Bravo because she knows that's where the money resides. She's suing them for $20 million, accusing them of defamation and all this other stuff. And some people were asking me, do you think that this will open the door for Kenya to return? I said in that video, I actually feel like this hurts Kenya's possibility of returning because now she is the focal point of this lawsuit. If Kenya comes back, it only hurts Bravo and NBC Universal in regards to the case that Britt Eady's trying to build against them. As I said before, I haven't seen her contract, but we saw with the NeNe lawsuit, she had to go into arbitration because as per her contract, that is what they're supposed to do if there are any issues between the two parties. I wouldn't be shocked that Britt Eady has something similar. But if she doesn't, I still believe that Bravo dropped the ball when it came to handling the situation between Britt Eady and Kenya Moore. One of the other things that I forgot to mention in that last video, though, was remember on Watch What Happens Live, Andy Cohen said, we completed an investigation and we discovered that you didn't violate any policies. He said that on Watch What Happens Live, and I'm sure Britt Eady's going to see this like, oh yeah, we're going to add that to the lawsuit. So any justification of her claiming to have a pistol and whips and things like that, I felt like they should have kept all of that out. They should have just got rid of everybody, started fresh. Not everybody, but at least Kenya and Britt. But back when we were covering that, I said if they had handled the situation appropriately when Britt did it, I don't know if we would even be where we are today in regards to a $20 million lawsuit, both women not on the show and potentially never coming back on Real Housewives of Atlanta. I don't know. But with all of this news of Rachel coming to Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, and now this morning we woke up to the news that Monique Samuels, who swore off reality television multiple times, is going to be returning to the show that she left on a high note, I might add. Some might say it was a low note, but that reunion was a high note for Monique Samuels. People magazine, and this was a rumor maybe a couple of weeks ago, and Monique was in the comment section denying it. Monique does this a lot. I liked Monique on her last season in regards to how she handled herself at the reunion. However, there's something about Monique that always a little off-putting because I feel like she plays with the truth and a lie at the same time. And I know you're probably like, what does that mean? I don't feel like she's giving us the 100% truth all the time. But when that news came out that she was going to be on the new season 10 of The Real Housewives of Potomac, she was in the comments section saying, not true. Only for us, how many weeks later, less than maybe 2 weeks later, now People Magazine, who basically is Bravo's news outlet, is confirming exclusively David Quinn, who wrote the book and mentioned in his book an interview with Lorraine from Truly Original. Hey, Lorraine, I know you watch the videos. Hey, girl. Lorraine said, Monique Samuels, she is intoxicated with fame. That's not a quote, but that's what I remember from the book in regards to it. So I've always remembered that. So I always kind of look at Monique with that little thing in the back of my mind. And based off Monique's behavior, there's always a little thing like she likes to act as if she's above it all. She likes to act as if she doesn't need that little Bravo check. And at the time, I don't think she needed that Bravo check when she was married. But some of her moves afterwards, I was like, maybe she does need that Bravo check. But maybe not desperately like some do. Or maybe she doesn't need the Bravo check, but she needs the Bravo attention. Today, you may have seen the video footage of Monique on a float for Pride.
Monique! Welcome back, honey! Welcome back, honey! Period!
They're filming this, and you see, it's actually a GNA, which I still don't understand what that is at this particular point, but okay. GNA event, and Giselle's there. You don't see them interacting. And they probably even did this because they knew Monique was going to be photographed and videoed at this parade. Okay. So let me get into what People Magazine is reporting in regards to this. And then we can react some more. Monique Samuels is ready for her Bravo second act. The former Real Housewives of Potomac star who famously exited the hit series in 2020. Damn, it's been 5 years. Is officially returning for season 10. People can exclusively reveal. And you've seen David Quinn behind the scenes, not even behind the scenes, in filming for RHOP. So I believe it's even more. Production for the show is currently underway in Maryland with last season stars Giselle Bryant, Ashley Darby, Dr. Wendy Acefo. Mind you, I didn't see Giselle there, but Ashley, Dr. Wendy, and Stacey Rush were at Jazzy's wedding. Jazzy's wedding, I'm assuming, was filmed? I'm assuming. I don't know. I didn't see cameramen, but we saw those ladies there. Samuels will be joining the cast in a supporting capacity. Her comeback to the series that first made her a fan favorite. Really? Okay. And later sparked one of the most talked about departures.
Don't you deserve a Medicare plan you can count on? Well, you can count on a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. Enjoy reliable coverage and low out-of-pocket costs with a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. And if you have a chronic condition like diabetes, chronic heart failure, or a cardiovascular disorder, you may qualify for a UnitedHealthcare Complete Care plan with plans that fit your life today and as your needs change tomorrow. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare plans at uhc.com/Medicare.
Was in Housewives history, I will say that, definitely, comes at a pivotal time in Samuels' life. It also should be noted, because a lot of people have said that Monique was fired, and Monique confirmed that she was never fired. They even asked her to come back for Traitors, but before that, they asked her to do Ultimate Girls Trip. And when she did the Carlos King reality show, which she said Carlos did her worse than Bravo did her, when she did that, Andy was in the comment section congratulating Monique on this next chapter. So the 41-year-old Mila Eves Essentials owner finalized her divorce from former NFL offensive tackle Chris Samuels. Chris Samuels is 48? I don't know why I thought he was older. In September of 2023, she and Chris were married for 11 years and are parents to daughter Milani, 9, and sons Chris, who's 12, and Chase, who's 6. It also, I'm not even against Monique returning because she's always maintained a friendship with some of the ladies on this cast, especially like Ashley. I don't know if she knows Stacey. She wasn't friendly with Dr. Wendy, but it will be interesting to see the interactions amongst these women and see if we're able to get to that space of where they were before. Giselle never liked her, so I don't know what space they're in. Monique is in a totally different place now, and fans will see that, a source tells People. Who, Andy Cohen or Lorraine? She's excited to show who she is now, not as a wife, not just as a mom, but as a woman starting over and taking on life in her own terms. Here's the other thing that I want to say about this. I think the Bravo, that little Bravo check really was little at the time. I do think after, and I think she's revealed this herself, I believe Monique revealed this herself, that she didn't get a lot in the divorce. And based off her behavior after leaving the radio show that she was a part of and her negotiating this whole traitors thing, and I guess she wanted more money, I do believe that she wants, again, the money and the attention. I do. And she wouldn't be the first. A lot of these housewives are like that. It's not like they're getting residuals from being on the past seasons that they were on. So they want to make money any way that they can, especially now. And the reason why I say that is because just some of the things that she did after her divorce, then she was doing, she was like on her YouTube, she had left the radio show and she made it seem as if she left the radio show because she just was ready for a new chapter. But then she went to YouTube for a hot second. Now we don't really see her on YouTube as much anymore. So I was sort of like, I'm not completely surprised. I think Monique wants the attention and I think she wants the check. Bravo viewers first met Monique when she joined RHOP in season 2. Damn. Wow. In 2017. It didn't take long for the entrepreneur to make her mark on the show with her quick wit, luxury lifestyle, and no-nonsense attitude. Is she still living in the house that she had with Chris? I can't remember. But by season 5, tensions among the cast, particularly with former co-star Candace Dillard-Bassett, boiled over into an explosive on-camera altercation that dominated headlines and divided fans. It really was. That was such a dark time, and I'm sure it's going to come up again in regards to it. But Candace is not going to be a part of the season, and little birdie, look, I sound like Jennifer Hudson, a little birdie told me Candace is going to be on the new season of Traitors. Remember, there were rumors that Monique and Candace were going to do Traitors together, but I don't think they knew. That was a rumor. And at one particular point, Monique came out and said, she was just so different. This is why I say she tells you a truth and a lie at the same time, because at one particular point, she made it seem as if she was not doing Traitors. And then she came out and said, oh, the contract was wrong. And I was like, which one is it? Were you doing Traitors or the contract was wrong? Okay. Anyway, it was confusing. It was confusing time. I don't remember all the specific details, but I've done videos on it. So rewind time. After the season aired, Monique announced that she wouldn't return. She says, I'm over it, she said at the time, citing how the incident and the way it was portrayed took a toll on her family and mental health. She says, it was a crazy ride. It's not easy doing reality TV, Monique wrote on Instagram. I appreciate everything that people have done for me. Everybody that's been Team Monique, I love y'all. I thank y'all. But when you cross certain lines, there's no going back. And for me, my family is that line. The opinion of my family and my kids and what they think about anything that I do is more valuable than anybody's opinion, she added. Since stepping away, Monique shifted her focus on her children and business ventures. She made a brief return to reality TV in 2022 on OWN's Love & Marriage DC alongside her then-husband. Though their romance unraveled soon thereafter, Monique filing for divorce in April of 2023. Can you believe it's been 2 years? We found out about, what's it? Because I can't remember. Because remember, People Magazine did a story, and we were at BravoCon when it came out that her and Chris were separating, and Ashley said on a panel, basically confirming it. And this was like, okay, so what was it? But okay, so it's been over 2 years since their divorce. And it's been not a messy divorce at all. I don't know where they are when it comes to their co-parenting, but we haven't heard anything messy from them, which I'm happy about. So she says in this quote, I just got to the point where I was in a place where I was so miserable, she later shared. I'm no longer the person that I was when I walked down the aisle 11 years ago. If we keep going down this road and we're bickering at each other and we're not able to communicate, sometimes not even talking to each other, then how is it going to affect our children? Because I was thinking, like most people, okay, we're going to stay together for the kids. But that never works, because staying together for the kids means that you're giving them a terrible example of what a relationship should be like. I agree. Season 10 of the RHOP is expected to air later this year. Two housewives from season 9 won't be returning, Mia Thornton and Karen Huger. As you know, Karen Huger is locked up for driving under the influence for I don't know how many times. But okay. But I think this should be interesting. Again, she has a relationship with Ashley, but Ashley has this very interesting alliance with Giselle. So that will be interesting to see how they navigate her return. I don't believe that Giselle did say, I think it was during one of her live shows, that if she had to choose between Candace, filming with Candace or Monique, she said Monique. So I'm not completely surprised. I still believe that Giselle will like Monique now because Monique is divorced. Because remember, I think Giselle always hated on Monique because Monique came in and it's like, I have 5 houses. I'm happily married, beautiful children, beautiful life. And now that all of that sort of fallen apart, but she probably still has a beautiful life. Just because you divorced doesn't mean you don't have a beautiful life. Maybe, but in Giselle's head, she's like, I can like you now. Okay. Ugh, misery. Let's start with Kenya, because Kenya released her second video for her new YouTube channel. And I honestly didn't even expect Kenya to release another video, because after her last one, I thought she just wanted to speak her confessionals. There have been a lot of people asking me whether or not Kenya will come back for season 17. With this lawsuit, I definitely think it will delay her return to anything Bravo, NBC, Universal, just because of the legality. It's not because she doesn't have a relationship with the network. It doesn't mean that the network doesn't want to have her back. But the look of that will not look good for them when they're trying to figure this situation out. Word on the street is that Britt Edie's is in the early stages. It's not, it doesn't even have an index number right now. So we shall see how this all plays out and see what exactly is in it. Once I have my hands on it, maybe I really don't. I talked about this before. Britt Edie is such a non-factor to me. I can't wait till season 17 when we don't have to talk about her anymore. She was not important to the show. She is part of what has made this season terrible. So I really don't care. You want to sue the network? Go ahead. They deserve it, because at the end of the day, they handled this situation terribly wrong. And Andy Cohen, those words that came out of your mouth that you guys completed an investigation and that she did nothing wrong might come to haunt y'all later. But this is not about that. This is about Kenya Moore. Kenya Moore released a new video. It's called Life Twirls On, and it is, I'm guessing, her version of a talk show. And look, NeNe has launched her talk show. I know there will be comparisons to it, obviously, because these are two people that were a part of the network. Now they're no longer necessarily part of the network. NeNe is now, but after ups and downs. And Kenya has said that she's still under contract with Bravo. I saw that TMZ recently came out and said that, oh, Kenya was supposed to shoot a one-on-one with Bravo and Andy and blah, 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 blah. I told you I spilled that tea months ago at this particular point. We're on episode 13. I spilled that on episode 6. But again, it's TMZ, so people are going to listen to them and not listen to my exclusive, which is okay. It's fine. Who cares? Let's listen to a little bit of Kenya, because Kenya decided to shade the bloggers that have been talking about the Kenya Moore hair spa.
Honey, you're right on time. This week, we're talking beauty secrets, relationship rollouts, and reality. So if you came for the shade, the sparkle, or a juicy storyline, keep your edges secure and your earbuds in. Now, I was going to mind my black business, but you know that's not going to last long. So let's get into it, starting with what's been twirling through the headlines. Okay, T, listen, I know we got a script to follow.
Oh, Lord.
I know. But something happened today that just really pissed me off. Actually, it didn't piss me off. It's just like, you kind of ask yourself, well, how famous am I? Because you just really never know how famous you are until stupid stuff like this happens all the time. People have been stalking the salon, okay? Kenya Moore Hair Spa is open. We do customers every single week.
Sidebar, when I get to Atlanta, I will be stalking the salon as well. But maybe I will actually make an appointment and go. And maybe Kenya will be there. But I am going to go by the salon, because I would like to see this place in person, because it looks gorgeous. Maybe I'll film something in there. You never know.
However, there have been some crazies that are reporting, oh, it looks abandoned. No one's coming in. We're not doing business. I just have one question. Why do you care? Is it your money? I spent the $300,000 to open this place. Not
when she said that, I was like, you know what? You actually have a point. Why does anyone care?
So these trolls decide to try to ruin my business, leave one-star reviews on Google. They've never set foot in the Kenya Moore Hair Salon, and it's really getting weird. If this business closes, I have other means of income. I have other businesses, and I have money. So what do you have? Time.
Ooh.
That's what you have. A lot of time. I don't have the time. So I'm busy working, okay? I'm booked and busy. Whether you see people coming in here or not, it's still a place of business that I pay for. So if it's not your money and you're not paying my rent, why do you care? I understand the stalking nature of some of these predatory bloggers. Not all bloggers, because sometimes it's just reporting what's happening. I get clicks. That makes the money.
Ooh.
So I get that. I'm a business to them. And this is my business. And I will continue to do charity work and pay people's bills. The food.
Pause. She can't help but be shady. Can't. Lord, not pay people's bills. Thank you, Kenya. I appreciate it. Pay this month's rent, please.
You're eating now. I paid for it. The rent you pay because you don't own a house, probably. It's just nonsense.
Pause. I own a house and I'm working on buying another one. Not literally, y'all need to know my business, but that is the goal, to get something else too. But to start expanding my real estate portfolio, but I own. But there's also nothing wrong with renting. I get what she's saying here, and I get when people like to throw that out there. But there are a lot of people, there is a science as well, but this is if people are actually taking the initiative of saving the money and investing the money that you're saving when you're renting. I don't down anyone for renting, because especially if you're doing it smart, where the money that you probably, because remember, in order to buy something, especially here in New York City, you need an X amount of liquid cash in order to buy something. So sometimes renting is actually smarter, and you actually are able to save more money. The money that you're saving, you can actually put in stocks and things like that, where you can end up making money. However, I think a large majority of people are not doing that. And it's just never ending. But again, for myself, and I'll be transparent with you guys, my new place, I was looking to buy a new place, but then I decided, I don't know if I'm going to like this area. Why would I buy something in an area that I'm not familiar with? And the important detail of that was, like, I already own something here in New York. If I was to decide to buy something else here in New York, fine, eventually. But I'm thinking I'm going to buy something somewhere else that probably less expensive. Maybe I need to call Angela. Maybe I need to unload one of those houses off of her. Not those $1 million houses. I ain't got that. Not yet. Soon. But there is a science. I understand our mentalities, especially as Black people, as people of color, that we've always been taught you should own. And yes, there are lots of benefits to owning, but we also have to be smart. There are a lot of rich people that are renting because it just makes sense for their lifestyle. Maybe they're saving and they're investing in other things, or maybe they're only in that particular spot temporarily because they're thinking, well, you know what? I might decide to leave. I don't, owning a property and then trying to rent off that property or sell that property later may not be that easy. But if you rent something, it's easy to be like, all right, I'm going to go. But anyways, back to what Kenya was saying.
Okay. Literally, I saw a video of someone calling my salon, pranking my salon. And for what? Because I'm paying your bills.
Ooh.
Because my money that I have, that I earn, because I'm self-made from the time I was 17 years old. I never had to get on my knees or on my back.
I mean, let's put some respect. No matter how you feel about Kenya, you know I'm not Team Twirl at all. But no matter what, when Kenya came on the show, I knew Kenya before Real Housewives of Atlanta. I knew her during her pageant days. I knew her from in the 90s, music videos, different little TV roles. I didn't really follow her movie stuff that she was producing herself, but definitely I knew of her for a long time. And I respect the fact that she really is self-made. No matter how you feel about Kenya, she really has been very respectful in how she's conducted her career over the years.
To make a dollar.
I know that's right.
Okay, I'm talented, I'm educated, I'm smart, and I'm driven, and I'm favored.
Ooh.
So no matter what happens to this salon, I told you guys when I did the first confessionals, I had a dispute with the landlord. The landlord has not given me back my TIA, that's tenant improvement allowance. I was allotted $79,000 to improve this place.
You built a whole floor.
I built an entire second floor. I have not gotten a penny back from that.
Mm.
So if I'm not paying rent and they're not paying me TIA, we're at an impasse. So something has...
Oh, she spilled her own tea here. So she's not paying the rent? She's still utilizing the space. She's filming this. She said that she has clients every week, but she's not paying the rent? Uh-oh. Are they going to sue you next?
Ugh. So whether that means I'm going to be in here next year, next month, next week, we'll see. So keep trying, because I'm just going to climb, regardless if I'm here or not.
Okay. That was Kenya Moore. Here's the thing. Again, I agree with her. This is her money. This is how I think a lot of people... especially when it comes to blogging, they want that aha moment, because they feel like they have that aha moment. It's going to garner clicks and views for the moment, to be honest with you. I'm glad I'm never in a rush to report on these stories, because there have been multiple times where those stories have come out in the last couple of months. And then I wait and I just sort of, when I look through the comments and I see Kenya in the comments, that's not true. And I'm like, oh, okay, so I'll just move on. And until I see it says for sale or for rent sign on the front. Hopefully it won't be, because as you know, the Kempire After Dark, the villain era is coming to Atlanta. But first, on July 10th, we're coming to Philadelphia. Philadelphia, go get your tickets. Go get your tickets, Philly. I have no problem with Philly, if y'all don't show up or show out, canceling a show. And being very transparent about it. I'm like, well, y'all didn't show up, so why am I coming to Philly if y'all not going to show up? But Atlanta, y'all already showing up. Y'all are really showing up. D.C., y'all are showing up too. We're coming to D.C. on August 22nd, then New York City on September 12th. There are meet and greets for all of the shows. The live stream option is exclusively for the New York City show. So even if you're coming to any of the shows, or maybe you're not in New York City, or you're not in the United States, or in this, whatever it may be, get your tickets today. All information will be available in the episode notes. All right. So that was Kenya. There were some other hot topics outside of the reality space that I wanted to talk about that are currently trending. First of all, if you're in New York City, there is a primary happening, and Andrew Cuomo is running for mayor. Remember, he was the governor. Running for mayor of New York City is not the usual form of how you climb up in politics, which says to me you are just looking for attention and power. Not that you really want to do anything for New York City, because you currently don't live in New York City. And neither does our current mayor, Eric Adams, who's running as an independent this year. Okay, I will say Zoran and a few other candidates that are running, but I'm really focused on Zoran because he is so neck and neck with Andrew Cuomo. And I'm on the Zoran feed now on TikTok and on Instagram. I'm seeing all the videos and all the people that support him educating voters on what they need to do when filling out this ballot. Because the ballot here in New York City, I forgot what the term is. I need to have Stephanie back on, because she talks very eloquent about that. Allegedly Stephanie from YouTube. I'm going to bring Stephanie on as well to talk about this case as well. We've been trying to make that happen as well, about the Diddy case, I should say. But it was like ranking voting. I forgot where you rank your favorites. So just an education for it, because I know we have quite a few people from New York City that listen to our podcast. Just so that you know, what they're trying to do is to make sure that Andrew Cuomo doesn't win this. And the way that you do that is making sure that you rank all of these other candidates above him. Meaning, I think it's like you're able to choose five, I think it is. Well, make sure you include Zoran, and then all the other candidates do not include Andrew Cuomo. I'm only saying that if you want Andrew Cuomo, do what you want. But if you really do not want, and you want change, and maybe Zoran is not the person that you want to vote for, however, you have someone else that is, and I believe there are a couple of black candidates that are running as well. This is your opportunity to vote for those other individuals, so that way you have a better shot at someone that's not just trying to have attention. Or if you look at his, and literally, if you go to my Instagram story, if you're listening to this on Sunday or Monday, if you go to my Instagram story where this content creator created a perfect reason why we should not be putting Andrew Cuomo back in office in any shape or form here in New York City or New York State. I know this segment of the Kempire podcast is not brought to you by anything political or any of these candidates that are running for mayor. I'm just spreading the word. I'm using my platform to educate people, to let them know we have an election coming up in a couple of weeks. Was it June 20-something? You can Google Schmoogle it. Google is your friend. It's coming up a primary. So there's your education. Let's talk about some other stuff. What is going on with Ray J? I normally do not cover or talk about Ray J, but Ray J is crashing out so bad. And I said to myself, the fact that Ray J and Brandy are not in a good place says to me there's something really going on. And I don't know if it's drugs. I don't know if it's mental health. I think it's more so drugs or alcohol. I don't know. But brother is not well. He is talking about how he slept with Sexy Red. He's talking about Diddy, Free Diddy. Now I'm looking on the Neighborhood Talk, and he's posted Justin Bieber. Wait, did Justin Bieber post this? Let me see what Neighborhood Talk says. Justin Bieber adds his 2 cents in the Ray J and Sexy Red situation. So he reposts like a DM, and I don't even know what I'm reading. It says, "Cornball lying on your meat is weird. Pay your A, not with me. Play in your A, not with me." That's speaking of people crashing out. Justin Bieber has been crashing out on social media as well. So it's a DM that, first of all, Justin Bieber shares this DM on his Instagram story. And he posts a DM that he sent to Ray J where he says, "That's not cool." And Ray J says, "I'll make it right. I'm really sorry, Sexy. I'll apologize on camera too." So I'm guessing this was a message from Sexy Red, but this was reposted by Justin Bieber with all of these different things on it. I can't keep up with it. I don't know what's wrong with Ray J. I need Sony Sohn, his mother, to grab him up by the neck like any good black mother would normally do and say, "You need to get it together and get into rehab," because he is crashing out. He even talked about the Whitney stuff, because for a long time people have said that he may have been involved in Whitney's passing. He talked briefly about that and downplayed that. I don't know if he was involved. I just have heard that Ray J is a runner. And when I say runner, meaning like he's a mule, allegedly. I don't know if it's true or not, but that's the word on the street. So I did see that Sexy Red took to social media and talked about his comments about sleeping with her. She says, "Even to be saying we, quote, slept on a plane together, I said hi and kept it pushing. Is you cool, cuh?" And then she says, "Cornball A, lying on your meat is weird. Play in your A, not with me." That's what she says. Yeah, he's a weirdo. Even if he did sleep with her, why are you taking this to your platform and talking about it? He's just been giving weirdo behavior. Weirdo behavior. Oh, we didn't even talk about Kenya Moore's ideal cast for RHOA. I mean, look, I don't think we need to. I just like the fact because people love to pit Kenya and Nene against each other. And I'll talk tomorrow on our Real Housewives of Atlanta recap more about what I thought about Kenya's video and just things like that. But she did name Nene. She named herself, of course, Eva Marcel, Drew Sidora. She said that Angela Oakley, the newbie, could be a friend of. She says Candy. She says Claudia Jordan and Sheree would be her ideal cast. Fine. Okay, was there anything else that I wanted to add in regards to what's been playing out? DDG, you're still trash. We have to update the DDG. The judge denied his request to stop Halle Bailey from traveling this weekend. She's already in Italy, I'm sure, at this particular point because it's now Sunday. So the judge denied his request. I felt like his request was just him being vindictive. He tried to paint the picture that she's some sort of stalker and jealous girlfriend, and she actually physically harmed him. Mind you, she was the first one to file. I love the jokes where people are like, he's busy talking to the internet and she's busy talking to the judge. I mean, again, these two have to co-parent for the next remaining 17, 18 years. They got to figure it out, but they're so young. This is going back to, even though, look, I know I say they're so young, but there are some of y'all in y'all 30s and 40s acting like this on social media. And some of these folks that are of 30s and 40s and 50s are acting like this about their exes on social media. But at least they have the excuse of being young and dumb. But here we are. Here we are. Anyway, guys, that is your weekend update. I hope you enjoyed it. Don't forget to subscribe to the Kempire Podcast if you haven't already. Make sure you give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify.
And again, don't forget, I will be giving you your Diddy updates, and sometimes they are extended versions exclusively here on the Kempire podcast. And it's week 5 of the Diddy trials. We've got you covered. We definitely got you covered. We also posted the Diddy trial update mistrial motion that happened last night. So that's also available here on the podcast. Happy weekend, guys. I will see you in the next one tomorrow. Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to Kempire here on the Kempire Radio Network. As always, you can hear Kempire on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. More information can be found on KempireRadio.com.
This Father's Day at Lowe's, score free gifts for the greatest dad. Right now, get a free Blackstone 8-piece accessory kit when you buy a Blackstone 28-inch griddle. Plus, get two free select Craftsman V20 tools when you buy an RP brushless drill and impact driver combo kit. Shop these deals and more this Father's Day at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 6/15 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Hi, I'm Tara Schmidt, a registered dietitian and host of On Nutrition, a podcast from Mayo Clinic where we dig into the latest nutrition trends and research to help you understand what's health and what's hype. There's a lot of wild stuff out there, so we'll be keeping it science-based, research-informed, and practical. Mayo Clinic's On Nutrition, new episodes every other week, wherever you get your podcasts.